This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Well, it's a little bit of a jobs-a-palooza at the top of this program today with an eye toward the August jobs report that's going to come out Friday morning. And as regular listeners will know, jobs are basically the whole smash in this economy. Consumers who have jobs spend more than consumers who don't. That's the math. So with that in mind, I will mention that ADP, the private payroll processing company, announced today that its data show the economy added 374,000 jobs last month. That is a good deal fewer than people had been guessing and hoping. So into the mix now comes Walmart, which is planning to hire 20,000 people this month in the run-up to the holidays. Not to work in its stores, mind you. They will be what the biggest private employer in this economy calls supply chain associates, working in distribution and fulfillment centers, order fillers and freight handlers, Lyft drivers and the like. In an economy plagued by supply problems, Walmart says it's more important than ever to have a, quote, robust supply chain, which is true. But as Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports, might be a little easier said than done.
Retailers are having a hard time hiring right now, especially at warehouses. In a recent survey of major retailers from the consulting firm Korn Ferry, 97% said they were having moderate or significant challenges hiring distribution center workers. That could be because of COVID and because these are not easy jobs.
Many of them involve fairly physical, demanding things like heavy lifting of products and that type of thing. And the shifts tend to be longer as well.
That's Mark Wallace at Korn Ferry. One kind of obvious solution is to make the jobs better, or more attractive at least, raise wages, make workers eligible for health insurance immediately, offer incentives. Wallace says some retailers are doing these things now.
Sign-on bonuses are fairly common, as well as attendance bonuses. So bonuses if you have good attendance. There's a lot of arguments about whether or not these actually work. But again, I think it's a sign that distribution centers are looking for different things that they can do.
We're starting to see a shift in power to workers. Angie Solanke is a director at Colliers, a real estate firm that works with retailers.
We used to see signing bonuses more in managerial and higher roles. We're starting to see signing bonuses occur at a variety of different levels. It is a employee market. Employees can demand right now what they're asking for, and the majority of the time they're actually getting what they're asking.
And their leverage is about to grow. In the Korn Ferry survey, 53% of retailers said they were planning to open more distribution centers. And they will need staff. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.